Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez was re-elected to a fourth six-year term in office in an October 7th contest closely watched around the world. Chavez, who has been battling cancer over the past year, won the vote by 11%, his smallest margin of victory since he first ran for office in 1998. He'd won his previous election by a margin of 26% in 2006. The 58-year-old president faced down his strongest opponent to date, Enrique Capriles Radonsky, the young and energetic conservative governor of Miranda State. In his victory speech, Chavez talked about his goal to deepen his 21st-century Bolivarian socialist revolution over the next 6 years. Many observers attribute Chavez's election win to his transformation of the Venezuelan economy, funding major programs designed to help the Latin American nation's poor majority to lift themselves out of poverty, programs largely made possible by his redistribution of profits from Venezuela's nationalized oil company. Since Chavez took office in 1999, extreme poverty has declined from nearly 25% to 8.6% in 2011. Unemployment has been cut in half, and GDP per capita has more than doubled. While Washington and much of the West corporate media depict Chavez as a caudillo or dictator, most international election observers who have monitored Venezuela's recent votes have judged the results to have been clean and transparent. Your reporter spoke with Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, who assesses the significance of Hugo Chavez's re-election as president for the people of oil-rich Venezuela and progressive movements across Latin America.
There's been a huge change in South America and some other parts of Latin America as well in the last decade and a half. And so you've had left governments elected in Brazil and Argentina and Venezuela and Ecuador and Bolivia and Uruguay, and all of them keep getting reelected. Some of them have been reelected twice, or in Chavez's case, more than twice. So this is because they've really changed things there. I mean, poverty has dropped a lot in the last decade. You know, in Venezuela, it was, since the government got control over oil, it's down by 50%, and extreme poverty has declined by 70%, and they'll probably get rid of the rest of it this year with this new program that they have, pay $100 a month to families for every child. And so there's been a lot of big changes in all these countries, and I think that's the best way to see the election in Venezuela. It's pretty much the same phenomenon that you see in all of these countries, which where left governments came in and changed policies significantly from the terrible economic disaster that they had from 1980 to 2000.
Well, Mark, before we let you go, I just wanted to ask you about what's the effect of Chavez's victory on the rest of the left electoral movements across Latin America? How does that bolster in terms of the generous deals that Venezuela gives its political allies across Latin America on oil?
Well, it's not just the oil, but, I mean, Venezuela gives an equivalent of about $7 billion a year in aid to other countries in Latin America. And so that's big, especially for the Caribbean countries, for Nicaragua, for smaller countries. The oil deals even go to the Dominican Republic, where they can't discount the oil, but they can sell it on low interest or almost zero interest, really, terms for loans. So Venezuela has played an important role. But the other governments, Brazil and Argentina, the other left governments, they also see Venezuela as a very important strategic ally, and this election was extremely important to all of them, and not just to the smaller or the more left governments that you see being trashed in the Washington Post, but also to Brazil, who's a very close ally of Venezuela, because these countries have really changed the whole region. They have a whole different agenda of regional economic integration, independent foreign policy from the United States, they all work together. I mean, they've even created an alternative to the Organization of American States now, which has everybody in it except for the U.S. and Canada, because they were tired of the U.S. Dominating that organization, especially after the 2009 military coup in Honduras, where the United States played a major role in helping that coup succeed against the wishes of all the South American governments. So this is the thing that's going on, and Venezuela is not the leader of this, as maybe some of the right wing would like to say, but it's a very important part of it, and they're sitting on the largest oil reserves in the whole world, which is going to make them always a very influential country, and one, of course, that has a government that the United States has tried to get rid of for the past decade. So it's very important to all the left-of-center governments in the whole region and to a big part of the world. I mean, Russia, China, everybody's watching, was watching this election.
That was Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org to find more news and commentary on Hugo Chavez's re-election and Venezuelan politics.